Until today, the Basques are still living in Spain and southern France. Probably there are since time immemorial. According express statement of Plato, that part of Europe was in the kingdom Atlantis. On European soil, the Basques were the closest neighbors of Atlantis, then there are still survivors. It can say that there exists a trace left by Atlantis. One reason for this conjecture has been presented by the Basques, who still retain a clear and accurate memory of Atlantis. In this regard, we have the report of Ernst von Salomon, in his travel book The German in France. There, the year of 1930, Salomon met in Street, Jean, de, Lewes, a king of the smugglers. He was Basque, the aquiline nose, and spoke of his people. The Basque people are more educated, more proud and more free of the earth, and even today, retain their way of being, as described in Titus, still wearing the same clothes, use the same knives and cultivate their fields, as always the cultivars. None of them betray their way of life, yet all speak their language, the oldest in the world. And interviewed by Salomon continues saying, the Basques are the last survivors of a world more beautiful, more free, more proud to have been gone along with the island of Atlantis. The Pyrenees are one of the last pillars of that world, the other pillars are the mountains of Morocco. If it is true what the Basque spoke, then across the kingdom Atlantis in America, it should find something similar. Yes, there is this analogy, and emerge in the form of some identities quite significant. Until today the Basques, of beak, bearing the profile of the ancient Maya on the other side, surf equipment 10, 11, and Lacandonios Indians, descendants of his most pure race. And, according Baudoin, based on Bruin, profile that is recorded in an old stone in Selling French, visible only when the tide is low. Another feature is identical in agriculture. As correctly reported by Salomon and susceptible of proof, to the present practice the Basques are very old, fashioned cultivar of the field. They do not use plough, but thelas, sticks of two points, in the form of a fork, which bite the earth, releasing it, like how does the gardener in your garden, then put it seeds. This practice certainly is strange in a country that since millennia, is the plough and the methods of extensive agriculture. But it seems even more strange coincidence that the way to plough the ground be found, too, among the Indians of Central America, which also use the thelas and cultivate the land using methods practiced in the ancient Mayan kingdom. In this regard, C. W. Sirim writes. Throughout its entire history, the Maya made their agriculture using the most rudimentary. The farming was done with a planting stick. They do the following: in the area of jungle, all the trees were torn down enough to dry the wood just before the start of the rainy season, there were a fire. Soon after the rains, peg of amalong and pointed sticks to loosen the earth, and every open hole with the stick then damaged a few grains of corn. Right and left Atlantic in regions separated by a distance of 8.000 kilometers, remains one and same method agriculture. In view of this, perhaps would be allowed to assume that on an island, situated in the middle of the road, it would have been charged this self-same method, as there in that island and the conditions for agriculture were standardized and more favorable than in continents on both sides of the Atlantic. Perhaps the where people have civilized continental less learned to plough the land in Atlantis, the island located in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. In this sequence of ideas meets mention the fact that what the Maya lands, covered with jungles, did not give the desired results, must have given abundant harvests in the Atlantic plains, well ventilated, well irrigated and fertilized with the sludge, deposited there by the rivers down the mountains. With the Basques, the ancient method of drawing up the land with the stick from both ends, the agricultural tool Atlantis provides satisfactory results to this day. Therefore, there is also fertile plains, very suitable for agriculture. Hondurans in the jungles of the Andes, this method could not work out, and this, the Mayan people had to abandon its splendid cities, which have died of hunger and always go in search of new lands, to ensure their livelihood. Finally, the Basque pelota, the Basque national game, is yet another revealing identities of those traits here and there. In this respect, Salomon writes, "The rules of this game are the simplest possible and imaginable, however it requires the most skill imaginable. In each wall, the children play the pellet and walls of their churches there is a warning pelota band, band playing pelota. However, the pellet sold, genuine, was the fight game, with players thoroughly trained. Played two teams of one, or better yet, two men each. The ball. The size of a tennis ball, a dark material, hard and highly elastic, was launched by one player against a wall square, then from the hit the ball back and a player of the opponent team should return it, with the bare hand, intercepting it, or the player facing the wall, or from that, behind, returned the ball missed the front. A square depression in the lower right corner of the security wall in amazing varieties trajectory of the ball. The ball could be returned with a bare hand or with a club stuck in an tebrasso and which, it seems, developed a tennis racket. The following is part of the historical work of Eduard Stuckan, Die Weißen Götter, The Gods White, describing a favorite game of high Mexican aristocracy. The rules of the game the ball was extremely grotesque. Rubber balls, red, blue and yellow, the size of an apple, were released to the air with a racket, strips of leather count, ending in the form of a horseshoe. Only the most skillful of players managed to make the ball go through the opening in the stone, after the ball had crossed the opening in the stone. The opponent had to catch it and return it without much use for the arms or hands, but the shoulders, the head, the hips or the buttocks. Time or another, the ball was in the buttocks, and in their positions rather odd, players remembered leaping frogs or monkeys. For you see, the former Mexico invented some changes to make the game more sophisticated, but, moreover it was the same as far as the right to the left of the Atlantic. Did the kings and nobles from the island of Atlantis has played a pellet, 10 millennia ago, the example of the emperor, as the Montezuma played in times of Hernando Cortes, and the Basques continue to play it in the days of today? The racket and the pelotla, the planting of wood, features ethnic and linguistic similarities interlock the peoples on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean, but always and only those who once had cultural relations with the owners of the universal empire now submerged. These arguments are to complete the similarities between the enigmatic ancient civilizations of the Old and New World, known from previous studies and has already highlighted by von Humboldt. All these elements indicate a common cause, a common center. The Atlantis. The heart of this maritime empire has long gone, and whose echoes can be distant in the shadows of the past tracing remote, only the indirect way and the expense of great efforts. As the primitive cultural center itself disappeared, only indirect analogies can be made by way of arguments, indicating cultural links and missing remotissimos lost to time. However, these analogies have no evidential value and, we may consider them as valid evidence of the likelihood of that supposed center of civilization really existed. Cannot wait for more positive results, while the bottom retains the key witnesses of Atlantis. However, what has been found is better than nothing, and besides, the Atlantis, with its advanced civilization, has not disappeared from the face of the whole Earth. The disaster of Atlantis and its geological evidence. As was missing an exact proof, the scope of natural science, proving the existence of Atlantis, were allowed to speak for or against the alleged existence. However, after the presentation of such evidence, based on arguments, there can be no more doubt about that in the Quaternary period, this island in fact divert the Gulf Stream to the west. The critical paleoclimatica revealed, with certainty, that the glaciers in the northwest European progressed to 52 degrees latitude, and only a function of the Gulf that otherwise would have caused the melting and retreat would not have reached the European shores, but just a great island in the middle of the ocean which gave its name. What once existed above sea level and now there no longer exists, can only become submarine, which is impossible since such massive land have been dissolved into nothing. The map of the deep Atlantic revealed this secret. The island was submerged. with its imposing walls and large channels, has become massive in natural ground, submarine, located in the exact point, because the contrary would be an inexplicable coincidence, in the Gulf, free and clear, bringing its waters to the east. The external appearances indicate that the island actually disappeared lock, step of glaciation and topography of the seabed where it sank to shows. At this point, the geological evidence is undisputed, perfect. It is now studying in detail, as it was that big island in the metamorphosis massive underwater ground floor, with these studies is of any reference to the Platonic narrative, the popular legends and the whole complex of problems surrounding the prehistoric island of Atlantis. In another part has already been mentioned that Alfred Wegener did not believe in the existence of an island, blocking in the Atlantic because, according to its layout, the edges of the two systems of tectonic plates on the right and left of the ocean, combined well in the absence of a turf intermediary. The figure 27 shows the geological evidence relevant. The south. The argument is well reasoned Wegener. The west coast of Africa adjusts itself perfectly to the west coast of the Brazilian plate tectonics, the Big Nose, which divides the current of Monceaux, enough to fill the Gulf of Guinea cold. However, the north, to the perimeter of the North Atlantic, the argument loses its validity. The Canadian turf does not show any boss, able to fill the great emptiness called Gulf of Biscay. There, a huge hole opens up between the continental plates, too large to be covered by a ultra-tolerant ecrayon. At this point the reconstruction of Wegener's admirable in its basic concepts, and of great merit, is subject to correction. In order to proceed with this fix, urges further on the basic ideas that guided the conceptualization of Wegener. The idea that, from a specified time, the old and new world moved away each other, should also be valid for the state of things before this removal. Previously, the tectonic plates formed an integral system, which broke over a certain line of disruption, for now no matter the reason of such breach. Figure 27. The edges of tectonic plates do not fit. Against the exhibition of Alfred Wegener, the edges of the plates are arranged only in the South Atlantic, where it comes from South America and Africa, but fail to adjust to the North Atlantic, a fact of utmost importance for our subject. There, between Africa and Europe, on the one hand, it is Canada, and the other side there is a black spot, a vacuum, the basin of northeast Mexico, formed by erosion. M. In the North Atlantic is impossible to combine the cards, unless it is considered for both the dorsal Atlantic. The crack was not located in any point on the Earth's surface, but between the two systems of tectonic plates and, therefore, certainly today, where they are separated by a large pit of water formed by the Atlantic. Arbitrarily, the reconstitution of Wegener assumes the total disappearance of crack. The point of the separation was caused by a break over the cards so perfect that, if they were reconstituted, their edges are adjusted as part of a game of puzzle. Even less so made explicit, this is the fundamental idea of the restoration of Alfred Wegener. However, such failure is rebuilding under the quantitative element, as shown in figure 27, neither can be correct about their intellectual assumption. Just happens that the continental plates do not match, as they should combine, in a game of puzzles. Only a fairly homogeneous body, such as a steel plate, can be cut into parts perfectly accurate and circumvented. However, the geological situation has completely different materials and configurations. Starting with primitive plate, as alleged by Wegener, was not a homogeneous formation, but a mosaic that is to cool and shrink while the melting pot incandescent, was fragmented into a thousand pieces. Grooves and cracks in these pieces came from the liquid magma, preening them. According to the terminology introduced by Edward Suess, the cracks between the boards are composed of cimensile, which came under the relatively narrow crevices of the mantle of sile disintegrated during the process of cooling, which would be grounds for removal of the plates of sile, right and left of the line of rupture. This assumes that the seamers grew darum, entered into their slots and pasting them. While it broke the plates, the adhesive element of substance identical to the substrate of cymon, remains in its original place by glue more strongly in the cyma, which edges of the plates of cyal, the alien substance. And while the cyal cards differ from each other in positive secretion of the old line of fracture, either backbone formed by cyma remains in place, then comes back as a narrow, thick many, whose retrace edges, exact lines, the outlines of the tectonic plates that is rid of him. Only if that always equal thickness dorsal present, would be the perfect adjustment of continental plates. This can happen, but not always the case. In the South Atlantic, the East and West African Brazilian combine example of how you adjust to Scandinavia, Iceland and Greenland, on the shores of the Arctic Sea. However, except in those regions, the dorsal Atlantic is not a smooth track, the sides parallel, but a complicated system of differences. First, we must determine what really represents dorsal Atlantic. Wrinkling is not a submarine, nor a submerged chain of mountains, but the mold of cyman that I was after the break and away from the system of tectonic plates. These plates started to move away from each other at the exact point of the dorsal Atlantic. The old world, the most massive plate, departed for the east, moving slower than the new world to the west. Why, to date, the dorsal Atlantic is closer to Europe than North America. The geological evidence shows the original location, the original two continental plates, before their separation and their subsequent removal reciprocal. It is of special importance to the fact that these contours corrected much better match with the different continental plates, as shown in figs 27 and 28. The western edge of Europe fits into the eastern edge of the dorsal Atlantic. In turn, the eastern edge of North America adjusts to the dorsal edge of the western Atlantic, at least one point, located between Florida and Cape Hatteras. There must once have existed that land at any time later, collapsed and sank, and it is precisely this gap still to play important role. For a full understanding of the removal, not just the continental model of restoration, designed by Wegener, write in your principles and quite impressive, showing how the plates are floating in the substrate of cyman, as the ice floating in water. They do not float, they are trapped in that body thick, sticky, the sticky secure with powerful forces. The moment we begin to move, enormous energy is released by the tremendous friction, caused the side edges and lower parts of the cards, sent to all locations where the hardest cyal is stuck in the cyma, sticky like pitch. Therefore, movements of the removal process is not so simple and without consequence. Figure 28. The hordes of tectonic plates adjust to the dorsal Atlantic. The outline map shows, in parallel projection, the right angle, the position of tectonic plates in the third less than before the first removal mainland. The plates fit in perfectly to the edges of the dorsal Atlantic, only basin in the US, a black spot marks an erosion of land has since registered. The outgoing board is subject to abrasion, time or another, it is of form or smaller segments, which were then buried in the cyma, keel, demarcating the direction taken in its removal. Thus, the figure 29 gives an example, you will see the course followed by the removal, U, shaped, of Patagonia, demarcating its passage by the southern Sandwich Islands, the southern group of the Orkneys, the Shetlands and south by the Palmer Archipelago, in the direction of Graham Land, through the Falkland Islands and the small island of Slayton, towards the north. These islands do not represent the remaining, neither the pillars of the bridge formed by a chunk of land submerged, as the theory of the bridge, but the markings are readily identifiable, left by removal of a movement and abrasion of cubes, on time remotissimos. The geological interpretation of such evidence encourages their understanding as to find the observer is able to see how cyma erodes the plan of a continent and erodes the edges of the cubes, segments of them loosing large and small, that holds, while the heavy block of cyal still away. The geological evidence shown by figure 30 supports such interpretation. This is the system of gaps for Atlantic that ended puzzles geologists and oceanographers still larger than those around the Atlantic origin of the dorsal, central. They leave gaps cross-dorsal to the right and left, quite regularly arranged and reminding branches from the trunk of a tree. In most cases, lead fragments in their points of islands are also traces left by movement of removal, marking the path taken by different segments of individual cubes detachment, to leave its original place to go to your current location. There where the primitive forces, causing the disruption and removal, have reached the sectionals, the tectonic plates, they have tremendous friction in your plant and its lateral edges. The cubes and targeted for removal in a plant had not smooth, but in the gap and thickness diversa.logo, visited the magma of the substrate so variable and, thus, they left the tracks vary in depth and sharpness, nor were uniformly solid and therefore did not suffer, by abrasion, where varies across its surface. The segments were detached prisoners anywhere in the seam, keel and, along with the trail left by his departure, came to integrate the corresponding gap cross. Therefore, this impressive relief of the ocean bed does not always existed, nor represents the remnants of an Atlantic continent submerged. Its origin dates back to the Lower Tertiary period, when began the removal of tectonic plates, which followed, having evolved during this process to its current size and complexity. Only powerful forces may have caused the loosening of the plates of his primitive primary location, and therefore would never have been enough to force the removal of poles, thesis advocated by Wegener and Kopernan, indeed quite questionable from a geophysicist. Also, such a force could have the plates in parallel to the south, but never in line odds for the west and east. None currently known of the forces could be regarded as giving rise to this movement. That earthly revolution of Lower Tertiary period, inaugurating a new order or disorder of the continents, not at all be interpreted according to theories of Lyell. The transformation of the entire land surface, accompanied by the burial of hundreds of thousands of square kilometers, under thick layers of lava and the tremendous ramifications of mountains, was not a gradual process, phlegmatico, but a real catastrophe in the whole meaning of the word. Here geological evidence of a first order, and showing so undeniable, the fact that the face of the earth has gone through enormous revolutions. Moreover, this disaster was not in the lower third only to occur, it must have been followed by another. A strange way to you, originating in the remote Patagonia, figure 29, is there to show it. Since receiving the initial impetus, the continental plates follow straight, under the incredible slowness of his movement, in principle, do not occur in curves, or make turns, unless you receive a second impulse, which then makes the change course. Therefore, the Patagonian tip of plate tectonics in the Brazilian left, with the marks of his expulsion as a U, insophismaval geological evidence, stating the effect of two pulses, significantly different and therefore the occurrence of two revolutions land, generating such pulses. First, in the Lower Tertiary, a Brazilian dish was displaced from its original location in the land of Graham, to veer to the east. It has marked the eastern portion of its extension, even, more or less, the region of the Orkney Islands south by virtue of the extreme slowness of his movement. The Brazilian board should have continued to turn away, heading east, and therefore exceeded those islands. However, the geological evidence shows that the removal was restrained by the action of a counter thrust, where many segments are loosened plaque and revealed to the islands, demarcating its way, so this is a sign that new forces, revolutionizing the earth, came into work. The figure 29 shows the effect of those forces. The original point of departure from the east have been diverted to the west, which has since departed the African coast of Brazil, which once was far more forthcoming, and opened the gap between continents and the Atlantic south. Undoubtedly, this removal to the west is the removal of Canada in same direction, which should have started in the third less, but only at the end of the quaternary has to be strengthened and accelerated. Figure 29. The remoteness of the trail in Patagonia. The Brazilian plate moved away from his original place on Earth to Graham, as peninsula, part of the Antarctic continent. He left behind a typical archipelago of islands and baked shows, showing the course taken and demarcated by the South Orkney Islands, i.e., South Sandwich Islands. 2, and South Georgia, 3. Near the Falkland Islands, the baked shows lost on the edges of the plate Brazilian. The line is well developed in arc characteristic, as proof that meats distinguish between movements of removal, namely the first, occurred in the lower tertiary, moving to Patagonia to the east, and the second, post-diluvial, causing a deviation toward opposite to the west. Elsewhere must be provided proof that at the end of the season diluvial, the Atlantic was much narrower than today. This extension is the direct consequence that the second terrestrial cataclysm that drove Brazil to its second movement, away from toward the west. What matters for our subject is only the second disaster, which occurred at the end of the season diluvial. The fact that it happened long after the period has been verified by third track, marking the removal of Patagonia. Since the segment, directed to the east, is very extensive, it outlines the need to calculate for long periods of time, whereas movements of such removal, but may have sudden onset, then suffer the action of Cima Refredora, viscous, denacious, and then proceed with slow secular. Now, the point of view geodynamic of the middle and upper third is, along with the quaternary, a period uniform, continuous, instability in decline and new stability in training. This trend shows up also in fact be very difficult to distinguish, with certainty, between layers of the upper third, say the Pliocene and Pleistoceno, similar not only in the name of the lower quaternary, throughout all this time that, according to the opinion of most geologists and paleontologists is extended by millions of years, would not have been registered a second geological revolution. Aspects of that era are perfectly the idea of gradualism, launched by Lyell. Only the transition from 4th to 5th geological period could have been caused by such a turn inland. Figure 30, the system of cross gaps in the North Atlantic. The diagram shows the current situation, in quinquennario, of the plates, around the Atlantic basin, and the dorsal Atlantic, with its cross gaps, 1. Dorsal of Rejkjens directed to Iceland, i. 2. Gap of Rockhale to the Hebrides, h. 3. Gap of Biscay to the Cape Finisterre, Spain, s. 4. Gap in the Azores, a. Passing the island of Madeira, m. to Sierra Morena, 5. Gap from the Canary Islands to the Canary Islands, c. 6. Gap of Cape Verde to the Cape Verde Islands, cv. 7. Gap in Sierra Leone, to the mountains Drupal, SL, 8, start the gap of Para 9, focus the gap in Puerto Rico 10, gap of Terranova, TN, G equals Greenland dotted line, the two submarine cliffs, near Puerto Rico, gray, dorsal Atlantic with gaps cross. The broadly, the sudden change and certainly nothing progressive in the climate for the post, Diluvial is here to advocate this theory. However, by itself, or by virtue of their own development, without outside interference, as was fashionable in the 19th century seem, never the climate of the stages of glaciation could be changed to the present. Then something must have happened to interfere brutally in normal course of things and forced a radical change, a geological revolution, which occurred even in the characteristics of global climate. We care only that time, revolutionary again, indicated by the drag marks left by the second cataclysm. The geological evidence shows the figure 29 leads us back to the exact time of their disappearance of the island block X, once located in the middle of the Atlantic, as we have seen. Combining these data, it is concluded that the island, blocking in the Atlantic, the Platonic Atlantis, submerged at the end of the quaternary, during a geological revolution. This was precisely what was being shown. Outside the Atlantic area, the second cataclysm I may add IATA left no evidence, except by some impact secundaries. Logo, unlike the first cataclysm, in the Eocene, with an incomparably larger and more dramatic, the second was not universal scope, but was limited the Atlantic Ocean and its peripheral areas, Only victims of the disaster Atlantic at the end of the season diluvial. Take, therefore, that peripheral regions.